Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. It's my pleasure. As always, we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Our good friend Tom Markle is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. You've met Tom before a number of times. He's founder and chairman and CEO of iBank.com. It's an online website that helps small business owners get the financing, get the capital that they need by giving them lots of options. And he's our good friend Tom. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Happy Entrepreneurship Week. Did you know this was Entrepreneurship Week?
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. And that in 25, no, not, that in $3.50 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? that in $6.75 will get you a Frappuccino, right?
What are they doing for Entrepreneur Week, Jim?
Well, it's really something that it's semi-official, meaning that it is recognized. I guess it's in Chase's calendar. The NFIB has been celebrating it for sure for 2 years in a row. This is second year, and all it is just another reason for me and people like me and you to talk about it and to basically raise awareness of everyone else about the contribution that entrepreneurs make. People like you, people
well, we
who do
put
what
that
you
on
do.
Our website.
Exactly. But it's a big deal, and it's differentiated from Small Business Week in that Small Business Week is typically sponsored by the SBA, Small Business Administration, and that week moves around. It's in April sometimes, it's in May sometimes, and this week though, this is the second time that we've celebrated Entrepreneurship Week in the same week of the year. So hopefully it'll catch on, and maybe it'll get some critical mass out there in the marketplace, because boy howdy do small business owners need more recognition. Tom, what do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. Very, very important, I think, especially going into this economy that we've got here this particular year.
Yeah. Well, now you're out there where the rubber meets the road with regard to capitalizing our growth, capitalizing our companies. And I'm going to ask you a question. I got a couple of questions for you because you really are out there where with your finger on the pulse of all this. In terms of what you're seeing out there, how do you think small business owners are faring right now in the economy? We already have ad nauseum how Wall Street thinks they're doing. You know, who knows from one day to the next? How's Main Street doing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In 2006, we had a total of about 11,000 businesses come to us and ask for capital under $25,000 and come to the engine, you know, and post their loan request. Mm-hmm. And in 2007, we finished up with almost 47,000 small businesses looking for under $25,000.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's a 400% increase in the number of small businesses looking for capital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been back and forth to Washington, D.C., talking to the SBA and then talking to the governor of California about helping small business access capital. And, you know, it seems to us that the access to capital is one of the hardest things small business has going for itself today. You know, preparing the loan package and you know, 61% of businesses are turned down for a loan, Jim, just because of a poor loan package, not mm-hmm. because of credit and collateral. And so I think once
because,
you know,
how that manifests, folks, is the person making the decision doesn't have the time or the expertise, one or both of those, to actually spend time getting this package into a form that he or she can understand. And so it's easier, since they don't have the time, basically they say, well, that means I can't approve this.
That's right.
That's how it works on their desk, folks.
Exactly. Or they take the shoebox into their banker saying, you know, here, I've been doing my business
right.
during the day, flipping burgers, whatever I do.
Right.
And I'm really not an expert at putting together a nice package. And as you know, Jim, I mean, the good packages float to the top of the stack and the bad ones to the
yep.
bottom. And, you know, they get kicked around. And, you know, the small business is just, you know, always kicked around because it really doesn't understand how to do that. And what iBank does is help them, guide them along step by step by step in building a professional package right online. And you know what else we discovered, Jim, is that now that you've got your tax returns and your financials and your BIOS, basically your online file cabinet you can access 24/7 at iBank.
Yeah.
What we discovered is that when the fires occurred here in Irvine, is the businesses used it as a disaster recovery. Because
very
they never, you know, they didn't, they, you know, their offices were burned down and they had to have come back and find all this material. And so now they're using the engine for disaster recovery for all their financials and all the things they really needed. So there's really a nice added benefit to the small business by using iBank system.
You know, folks, when you've heard me talk about the fact that I don't have a very high regard for the government's package to get the economy going again, the stimulus package, especially the part about what they're going to do for small business. I'm going to ask Tom what he thinks about that. He may have some stats for us on the other side of these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Bill Haley to take us out. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Happy Entrepreneurship Week. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can get small business answers. Well, actually, askjim.biz is where you get small business answers. You can get those right now. So if you go to askjim.biz, you can type in your question and get an answer. And then smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen. The archives, the articles, the brain trust, the blog, subscribe to the newsletter, lots of stuff there. So check all those out at our two websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Tom Markle is our guest. He's the founder of iBank.com. And Tom, when I found out that the government was going to help small business owners with the stimulus package by doubling the Section 179 direct expensing from $125,000 to $250,000, it really kind of made me mad, primarily because they made it sound like we're going to help all small business owners when we do this.
Right.
And you and I both know most small business owners don't even need to write off $125,000 a year, let alone $250,000 a year. What do you think?
Exactly. I agree with you. As a matter of fact, I sent a package to Senator Kerry and to I think Senator Snow, and copied the head of the SBA, Steve Preston, on it, and a number of other people, our governor in California. As a matter of fact, I think he even sent it to you, Jim. But it was talking about the government. You know, small business spends money, Jim. Giving $1,200 back to every, or $600 back to every person is just going to potentially just pay off credit card debt.
That's right.
You know?
And put the nation $150 billion in debt, more in debt.
Yeah, and it seems to me that if you give... if you give the small business capital, they're going to spend it on equipment, personnel, inventory, you name it, they're going to spend the money. And my proposal is that the government provide $100 million in funding to the SBA, and that the SBA then would provide this funding to small businesses on a loan, 10-year loan, at Treasuries, and then be able to lower the credit score down below what it would be today, say in the 600 range. Maybe someone filed bankruptcy in the last 7 years. Know that you were probably going to take a 10 to 20% default rate, but that's a $10 or $20 billion hit to the economy, where right now they're thinking about $180 billion.
And that $80 billion that you loaned successfully, who knows how many jobs would be created from that and how much tax revenue would be created from that? Did we lose...
Exactly.
Tommy, you there? There we
exactly.
go. Yeah. I mean, who knows how many jobs and how much tax would be created from that $80 billion? That was an excellent proposal, Tom.
Well, and the small business doesn't hoard their capital. Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah.
The small business doesn't hoard their capital.
That's right.
You know, they spend it. And I think this stimulus package would be a phenomenal boon for the economy and for small businesses. And, you know, every year, Jim, we go to Experian to look at how many businesses were started every year. And in March in 2006, there were 62,500. March 2007, there were over 250,000 new businesses started
right.
in March.
Right.
So it's really, you know, I think we're talking about Entrepreneur Week when it's such an appropriate time to be talking about it, because I think we're celebrating how America became great.
Well, but the thing is the problem we got is there's a disconnect between what really is driving this economy and what the government wants to focus on, Tom.
Well, I agree, and now that you have the subprime meltdown is where many of the businesses, you know, they tap their home equity to start the business, and now they're talking about having their home taken away at the same time. How do you focus on two different masters?
Yeah.
You know, take your home, and you've got your family here, and you now have a problem with because interest rates have reset up, and now you have a business that needs more capital, and now you have a double whammy.
Yeah. It's tough being a small business owner, and the thing is as you know, Tom, you've heard me say this before. One of the three Blasingame laws of small business is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized.
It's an oxymoron. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all undercapitalized.
That's
exactly
right. And so it's our capital is so precious to us. And it's because we have such limited access to capital, we've really only got three ways to get capital for our business. We can put our own money in.
Right.
We can grow it through the profits that we hopefully will make, although a lot of small businesses aren't profitable. They're unprofitable. And number three is borrowed funds. Those are the only three sources of capital we have.
No, that's it. I decided when I sold my last company about 10 years ago, I decided to commit my life to helping small business access capital, because the only thing talked about at your dinner table is where's the money, right?
Right.
I mean, it might be, you know, one of my employees did this, but it's really how do I get financing to buy more inventory or do marketing or, add a sales rep or whatever it may be, or go to a trade show. And that's why I formed iBank.com, is that, you know, it's one place. It's one smart application to a whole network of lenders, border to border, coast to coast, in the comfort of your home. And, you know, with 17 million businesses with one employee and 250,000 businesses starting a month, how do we help these people get access to capital? Jim, I think you're doing it on your show.
Well, we try to talk about it, and of course I have the ranking member of the Small Business Committee in the House, Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio. He's a regular guest on the show, and I told him three weeks ago. I said, Congressman, this stimulus package is not going to help us. And he's a good guy. He's been a small business owner. But he actually acted surprised that I would say that. I think he thought I was going to – I mean, I don't think he's a big proponent of the stimulus package either, but I think he was surprised when I told him how much I thought the plan was not really going to stimulate the small business economy. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about the small business credit situation on Main Street. What are you experiencing these days, ladies and gentlemen, what you and I are experiencing? Tin Tail, right back with Tom Markle. He's with iBank. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tom Markle. He's the founder of iBank.com, and he's been telling you a little bit about how iBank works already. And, Tom, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is what's happening out there on Main Street with regard to access to capital. You know, Tom, I'm a pretty serious detractor of Wall Street right now. I'm not one of the biggest fans, and I'm so aggravated. I mean, Main Street's got plenty of complicity in the problems we got right now, because a lot of people bought houses they shouldn't have bought. They financed their equity they didn't really have, and so, you know, their private citizens have plenty of things to be blamed for. But what Wall Street did was it created securitized products on assets that were inflated. And then they re-securitized them just to make more fees, and created this huge house of cards.
Yep.
That now has collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And has created more problems on Main Street than we should have than we've created for ourselves.
Right.
So I'm pretty aggravated about Wall Street right now. But I think it's important to differentiate between the global credit crisis for public companies and the credit situation on Main Street, don't you?
Well, you know, what's interesting, we keep our money in a 7-day paper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we use it, we get a higher interest rate to keep it in 7-day paper. And what's happening today is that we were told there, that for the first time that the auction didn't happen last week, so that they couldn't sell.
Remind the audience what the auctions are.
Well, the they have an auction, you know, every day for paper. And this paper comes up, and there were no buyers for the 7-day paper.
Wow.
So, and there are billions and billions of dollars of.
What's the paper going for?
You mean the interest rate?
Yeah. What's the rate?
I don't know what we are. CFO tracks all that, but
mm-hmm.
It's a higher interest rate than you just keep it in money markets on a day-to-day basis
right.
in the account.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for the first time in history, there was no money to buy the 7-day paper.
Hmm.
So everybody's been
what does
forced
that tell
in the
you?
Markets to get loans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this credit crisis is you know pretty scary.
Yeah.
I think things because the global business that we're in today this will come back in probably the next several weeks. But still, I mean, we're having to go borrow money right now to pay our overhead that we would have just every 7 days just reset the paper and we'd take the money
mm-hmm.
out and pay our bills and our employees. But now we're borrowing the money.
Yeah.
And that's going to get tougher because the securitization market has dried up so that you can't really securitize your loans, so you have to hold
right.
them on your books. And thank God that America's on sale for half off because of the currency
situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know that when I talk to bankers on Main Street, and one of them was a guest on my show last week, an independent community banker, Mike Menzies. And he did say that regulatory environment was tightening up a little bit, so that even though the money is available, because banks are anticipating or are seeing tighter regulatory environment, they're still loaning money to small business owners like crazy. But they have to be, they are the one the people who are getting the money are the ones who have the cornflakes together.
Well, and that's right. They're the ones that have the better credit scores. I mean, we had our business grow 22% last month. We did just a little over $10 billion in small business loan requests. And we saw, in a normal month, about 75% of that opportunity would be bought by bankers, as inventory.
Yep. Yep.
And we saw about 67%.
Hmm.
Now,
so bankers are less interested. Are you seeing fewer people? What about the other financial organizations? Are they stepping up or are they backing off?
Well, I think this is a great opportunity for private lenders today. The birth of the finance company, which is actually an unregulated bank,
mm-hmm.
came up about 20 years ago. You know, GE Capital and
right.
and Finova. With these, Finova's gone, and some other bank, some of these financial institutions are gone, or financial service companies are gone. But I think it's right now the surgence of private investors that have that kind of commingle their funds with
mm-hmm.
other investors. Right now, this thing called merchant capital is huge, where a restaurant or somebody that takes credit cards can come to our site. We've got about 10 of these merchant capital
mm-hmm.
people, and they provide financing to people that have credit cards in their business, and they'll give a 75 or 80% advance rate on their credit cards.
Right.
And one of these guys is forming a day. So it's a real opportunity,
yeah.
I think, right now for private investors to get in the market and start lending money at a very attractive rate.
Tom, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Good job. Tom Markert, ladies and gentlemen, with iBank.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame wishing you a very happy Entrepreneurship Week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.